what do you call a little animal? It looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and just runs along the ground. It's light brown with darker stripes.
Oh, that's a ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel.
We have a lot of brown, yeah.
What do you call any animal with a strong offensive odor?
Polecat.
Well, I know what you call those, I'll take
it. I think you saw that. You ever go pot of mine, tree of one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to go pot of mine, and tree of one, and the dog, get a hold of it, you're that well going home, man. You ain't going to have no possum at night, so.
What do you call a little animal that hops along the ground, you know, about this big? Some live on land, and some like the water.
Toad frog.
Toad frog.
Then we have bullfrogs in the pond, you know.
Yeah. Yes. What do you call a smaller variety of the same animal that makes a chirping noise?
Make which?
A smaller variety of frog that makes a chirping noise?
Oh, tree frog.
Tree frog, yeah. That's right. What do you call ordinary worms you use for baiting fishing?
What we call long johns.
What's a long john?
Long johns are these great big old ones. Drop stuff in the ground and rub your rock over it. Deer come right on out of the ground. We got them all around here.
Never heard of
them? Have
you? Sure, you're not ignorant, I am.
Yeah, you drive. If you can see the sign, a little, kind of like a little anthill come up out of the ground. Right on the ground. You drive your star down in the ground, take your rock and rub over the top of that star. Them all will come right on out of the ground.
We'll try that sometimes. See if it works out.
Well, you've seen those ant beds.
Yeah.
If you find no place where there's a lot of them little beds around, you just drive a star down and get you a rock.
Yeah.
Rub it right then. Right. They'll come right on out.
Any other kind of worms you use?
Well, we have red worms, pink worms.
What's the difference between red worm and pink worm?
Well, a pink worm is really pink, and a red worm is red. That's most of what you fish with now on these ponds.
What would you call large worms used for bait?
Well, now that would be
the long john.
That long john, yes.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
So lightning bug.
Lightning bug. That's what I call all the light. What do you call a little insect with a long, thin body, filmy wings that flies over ponds or lakes?
Yellow nipple.
Yellow nipple.
Yellow never does, but we always call them.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And it don't sting. Doesn't sting.
Don't sting?
No.
Oh, that's so. They made this like a dirty dog. I've seen them on the pond down in the creek, but I don't know what they call them, though.
Dirt dog is one of the things.
Oh, yeah, dirt dog. Now there'd be a dirt dog would build a nest in all out here in the car house and all around here.
No dirt
dog. But they're different shape, but they're about the same thing. Build them all in the pond.
What do you call something for a baby lion that has four wheels and a handle of wheel fire? What do you call that?
Baby cart.
If you had a baby in a baby cart, you might say that you were going to what baby?
Babysit,
yeah, okay. But if you had a baby in a baby car and you were gonna do something with him, what would you were gonna do what?
Oh, you'd go take him to ride.
Take him to ride, all right. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts that ripen peanuts.